Well, this morning, Mr. Judd Nielsen, teacher at Pocahontas area, joins us for the Pokey School Spotlight. And we're talking about a particular club that you have started at school. It's the Dungeons and Dragons Club. Judd, good morning, and thanks a lot for your time.
Good morning, Chris.
Okay, so how long have you had this club going? When did you start this?
Well, this is my first year teaching at Pocahontas Area High School, and I started it in the fall, but I've been playing Dungeons and Dragons for about 5 years now.
Yeah, and I've heard of this before. I've never played it myself. I have a brother that has in the past. Is this something you did at your, I'm not sure if you've taught before or a previous school, or is this just completely brand new for yourself?
Well, I didn't do it at my previous school, but during college, a couple of roommates of mine, we picked it up one night, and we just started playing, and it kind of became a routine monthly thing for us. So
how routine is it at school then? When you talk about this club, give us a little information on maybe when you meet, what you do, the age group that's involved.
Yeah, actually, we have been meeting weekly every Tuesday from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. Since the beginning of the school year. We have about a dozen or so kids that signed up initially, and we've had some more interest, so we'll probably gain a few more this spring. But we meet from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m., and essentially, you know, they did play the game there. So
are we talking high school kids then, Judd?
Yeah, actually, we have a wide range. I think we have about four or five seniors and then intermingled in there to make a dozen. We have some juniors, sophomores, and I believe we have one freshman. So
without getting into any details about the game, I guess it's just kind of another opportunity for kids to become involved in something, an extracurricular at school, which is always a good thing.
Yeah, exactly. One of our big focuses for our PLC group this year was student involvement. There's a heavy population of students that aren't involved in traditional activities, you know, band, vocal, and sports. And
right.
This is just another way that we're trying to reach out to other students. So,
what kind of feedback are you getting from the kids? I mean, is it something they're looking forward to every week, I'm guessing?
The dozen that we have is just a great group of kids. Like I said, they're your non-traditional involved students, you know, that they're not involved with, you know, many sports. A few of them are, but they talk about it weekly. You know, they're so excited for every Tuesday, and I've really seen just the group grow as a whole, you know, socially. There's a lot of teamwork skills that this game involves, and it also promotes the idea of risk-taking a little bit in a safe environment. You know, you can do that in the game environment, and then hopefully as they grow and continue to grow into adults, they'll have those skills kind of honed down by then.
That sounds like a great thing. Keep up the good work, Judd. Appreciate your time on the Spotlight today.
Thank you very much, Chris. Have a good one.
You too. Man, Pocahontas Area School Spotlight, brought to you by the PAC Schools, every other week right here on Mix 101.7.